Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Second half beatdown for St. John's last night in Providence as they did pull away from Omaha to take their NCAA tournament opener.
Center to the right side, Ibanayo. Back to Leotopoulos. Left side three. It's good! Stand up, Greece! Lefteris Leotopoulos with a three. St. John's by 30.
Everybody. Hi. That's the wrong button. Everybody getting in the mix with Chris Carino on the call.
Courtesy straight cash, homie.
Of the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. It was straight cash in the second half. 50-25 in favor of the Johnnies as they win going away 83-53. So we heard serious Rick Pitino last hour,
yes,
kind of getting after his team a little bit, saying they didn't play particularly well and they'll have to be much better against John Calipari's Arkansas team tomorrow afternoon. But he had his fun as well stepping in for Zubi Ejiofor here when he was asked this question post-game.
Usually, after a win, like when we're talking to you, you seem very upbeat. You do not.
Are you a psychologist now?
Well, I mean, on the side, but you don't seem as upbeat as usual. Is there a reason for that?
Tell me, your girlfriend broke up. Did you give him a psychological thing? Tell me.
No girl issues, but.
All right, so they had their chuckle there. Ejiofor then offered this answer with another chime in from Pitino.
We got one down, we got five to go, and you don't see the smile on my face, but I'm pretty much happy for, you know, what we accomplished today, but we still got more work to be done.
Anybody have any Prozac out there? Forgive me. I
haven't heard a Prozac reference in a while. It's kind of interesting. Now, prior to last night's game, you had BT in his usual spot with Sal, middays here on The Fan, remotely from Providence, and Sal had sent BT a clip from Pitino's Wednesday press conference leading up to the game, where he was asked about the end at Louisville, which was obviously not pretty.
Right.
And then ending up in Greece, coaching overseas, all part of the adversity we've heard him talk to his players about this season.
It didn't stop me from being bitter at all. It just said, let's get on with it. It's just adversity, and adversity, you can look it square in the eyes and just piss all over it if you're smart. So don't hang your head. Just pick yourself up, get on, become the best EuroLeague coach you could possibly be and move on. And then I came back and tried to be the best coach in the MAC conference I could possibly be. So it's been fun. It's been a blast.
So Sal texted that to BT Wednesday evening, I guess.
Okay.
And you want to talk about Prozac or a stimulator? Doesn't take much to get BT going, as we know.
And when you sent me that clip, by the way, I hadn't seen that in its entirety, so I fired that up in the hotel. I wanted to jump through the window.
Right?
I wanted to do something aggressive. That was awesome. That was a good find on your part. That was money.
Yeah, so that's kind of typical of what we've come to know about him. A lot of testosterone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I will tell you this. Just prior to that exchange, in the preceding commercial break.
This is Boomer and Esiason with an Odyssey Sportsman Ad. Sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi.
ride. Tune in every week for TGL matches.
All right, so you sound normal to start there, but
sounds
I guess
fine.
You were on some Prozac or speed or something because in the next breath.
Tonight, number 15, Omaha Challenges, and number 2, St. John's. Johnny's Hall of Fame coach, Rick Pitino, has assembled a gritty, top-ranked defense that evokes memories of Gotham's famed city game. Pitino's behind-the-scenes biggest weapon has been Booster Mike Rapoli. If he can sell vitamin water and body armor super drink to Coca-Cola for billions, he can sell any super stud on the joys of playing in Queens and Madison Square Garden. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You know what? That's a lot to get in 15
That's very
seconds.
Concise, Boomer. I'm telling you, man. You can talk that fast.
Where's Boomer that Esiason. Energy this morning? Let's go.
Man, I had it.
Fire up.
I mean, listen, I tape those things, and you know, sometimes I got to speed them up to fit them in.
Yeah.
Oh, like, hey, they took a minute away from me. What can I tell you?
Boomer Esiason. Yeah.
What they should do.
Rocking and rolling.
Is cut out the intro. And just get into it. It would save a little bit of a couple of seconds.
I can get more in. Yeah, I can get more stuff in there. Yeah.
Boy.
I think they sold a half of my minute to like BetQL or something. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Yeah, I believe something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half of my minute.
The sports minute. Just find a minute easier for me. Now. That's sorry with me.
The Odyssey funny. Sports half minute doesn't flow as well. But
you know, you got to get a lot of stuff in.
Well, you got your Mike Rapoli in there, and body armor, and vitamin water.
And you you characterized it right. The pizza. I won't say where.
Yeah.
It looks like frozen pizza.
It is brutal.
Yeah. So not great. Not great.
Yeah.
Not saying it didn't taste good, but it didn't look good. That's for sure.
You know, we have an alum from the University of Maryland. We have a lot of alums, but we have one guy that I know is worth billions and billions and billions, and too bad he doesn't love sports. If that guy loves sports, University of Maryland would be number one in everything.
Be your Mike Rapoli.
He would be our Mike Rapoli, yes. Mm-hmm. But Mike loves sports, and he loves St. John's, and he's doing the right thing, paying it forward, giving back, all those kind of things.
I would think every school has that.
And this billionaire does not like sports. So
I don't think he does. It's probably more into probably ramped up the engineering school.
Kane University, you're getting nothing from Al.
Speaking of billionaires, how about the Celtics sale, man?
Woo. Yeah, $6.1 billion. What did they buy for $350
back something in
the
like
day?
That.
And by the way, they're going to be approaching next year when Jaylen Brown's contract kicks in.
Oh, the contracts, yeah.
When it kicks in, they're going to be approaching in terms of total contracts and
luxury tax
and all that stuff. As we sit right now, depending if they make any moves, $500 million for players.
Good time to sell.
It is a good time to sell.
All right, let's head to Charlotte.
Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, exactly. Where there wasn't much to get excited about from a Knicks standpoint. It's kind of referenced here by Clyde Frazier right after Kenny Albert, I guess, was so bored with the Knicks that he had to work in some other material unrelated to the game action.
They welcomed a bunch of groups on the scoreboard who were at the game today, and one of the groups listed Villanova alumni. They couldn't figure out if they were talking about the guys on the court or perhaps some other alums in the stands. So the feed from McBride.
McBride, like Lazarus, has risen from the dead. Started to switch now.
Yeah, that was short-lived. It's
the Knicks needs to rise from the dead, yes.
Well, yeah, I think that's what he was getting at that point in the game for Deuce McBride and for the team as well. But they end up losing to the lowly Hornets 115-98. LaMelo Ball, 25 points, 8 assists for Charlotte as they improve to 18-51. The Knicks fall to 3-4 without the services of Jalen Brunson, who is out of the walking boot and I guess is doing some work, and they're hoping to have him back near the end of the regular season to knock off some of the rust.
Get a couple of games in, yeah.
Josh Hart keeping it real afterwards. Seemingly had an excuse for pardoning the loss to the Spurs the night before, not so much after this one.
Yeah, we've had a terrible two and a half weeks of travel, but all teams go through terrible, you know, travel periods during the season, and it's not an excuse.
We kind of saw the light after what he said post-game San Antonio. Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.